This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Guard.
And no more Mark. He's gone! No, he'll be back Wednesday. He's down in Florida for now. I think he's taken care of. It really wasn't even a vacation for him. He had to go down, and he still owns a house down in Florida, and it was being rented, and I guess the renters moved out, so he went down, and you know, he's cleaning up, basically, over the weekend. So doesn't sound like a fun weekend for Mark.
No, not at all. He's taking care of his pirate booty right now.
In fact, what did you see? You saw Pirates over the weekend?
I did indeed. Yes, indeed.
And what'd you think of it?
I liked it. And it takes a little bit of reflection because it's such a huge movie, Ian, that you got to look back on it to see all the things that they did in it. But it was really good. I enjoyed it a lot.
Well, I just saw the second one over the weekend, and I enjoyed that as well. It was pretty good.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Yeah. And my niece loved it, too, which was really good.
So, actually, we might be hearing from Mark. He did tell me that he had some sort of a TSA story for us. So that he may call in tonight. 800-259-9231. We'll talk about Memorial Day here in a little bit. Also, Gardner, you've got something on the immigration bureaucracy, real ID, and a whole bunch of other stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Of course, your calls are primary if you make them. 1-800-259-9231. As we go to the phones to start things out, it's Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Good evening. I just wanted to continue a train of thought. I kind of started discussing something with you guys on Saturday about how our side can win. And phase one is that, I mean, essentially you people are like the 19th century newspaper editors. You know, in the war between the states, you had the soldiers and the politicians, but there's also the very important role of the newspaper editors. You know, trying to persuade their side or the other side, you know, to stop, you know, discontinue the hostilities. If you get the maximum possible mileage out of cases where, like, a cop in Toledo, Ohio, got gunned down trying to bust somebody on a curfew violation, or another one, Beckley, West Virginia, last August, trying to bust somebody for crack cocaine.
Right, and you had mentioned, just to recap, phase one on Saturday night, you had mentioned was that people, especially in the media, should confront these politicians and say, okay, you want to continue the war on drugs, so you basically want to continue sacrificing the lives of police in order to get your political gain, basically.
Yeah. Now, phase two is optional because it actually has some impact on what's going to happen. Instead of you just sitting back and observing and saying, look what happened over here, look what happened over there, you're not going to say anything to incite anybody to take any such actions because you don't need to if a congressman will do it for you, you see? And what you do is you interview the congressman on the air and have the congressman tell your listeners, nothing infuriates me more than when these mere mortals have the nerve to fight back against the great almighty government. And see, but you didn't say anything to tip anybody off.
You're talking about like somebody like an Ed Brown that is currently holed up in his house in Plainfield, New Hampshire. He has been found guilty in government courts of so-called tax evasion, and he's basically threatened to, he's threatened to shoot back if they come after him. He has not actually threatened to do violent things to the government. He hasn't threatened to initiate force upon them. But he said, if you come and try to arrest me or try to arrest my wife, then you're going to get some lead shot at you, basically.
Yeah.
And so you're saying that if something were to go down with the Ed Brown situation, have a politician come on the air, theoretically, and basically talk about the issue, and you're saying what exactly are you saying to get them to do?
That would tell your listeners that that's the only way to hit the government where it that tactic hits the government where it hurts. But you're not telling anybody to do it. The congressman is telling them what that does, is that it hits the government where it hurts. But
so,
you didn't say it. The congressman would. But that's an optional part of the phase. Phase three is when Operation USA Freedom is in full steam through no action of yours. You didn't tell them to do any of this stuff. You offer to give the Rodney King speech. You're offering to go on the air and say, enough is enough. It's got to stop. and President Hillary Rodham Clinton says, yes, by all means, do it. I mean, don't you know 83 cops got killed last night? What are you waiting for? And then you sit back and calmly say, first you have to call off the war on drugs and release the POWs. And then you have to brace yourself for all this insane fury from the enemies of liberty, because what you're doing, you're in the state capital in Columbia, South Carolina.
Now, hold on a second, Tom. Why would 80-something cops die in a night?
Well, because the freedom fighters are fighting back. I mean, I don't know how many redcoats got killed in one day in the Battle of Bunker Hill to free the Americans, you know, in fighting back.
Well, you know, Tom, I don't know if that's really an appropriate way to go about all this. I don't think that violence is really going to get you anything more than an oppressive crackdown by the state. The state loves violence. It loves it when people get violent. We had a former law enforcement officer, a former drug cop on our shows, now an advertiser with us, Barry Cooper at NeverGetBusted.com.
Yeah.
We had him on the show, and he explained to us that he was so into the adrenaline rush that he got as a cop that he would leave his suspects' cuffs undone. He just wouldn't put cuffs on these guys because he wanted them to get up and run.
To entice them to flee.
Right, he wanted to give them the opportunity to let him be violent with them. And so that's what these guys are looking for. If people start getting violent with the government, if they start initiating force against the state, then the state's just going to turn that around tenfold on them. And then, you know, these freedom lovers you're talking about, they're going to start getting killed. And I don't know if we're to that point, Tom. I understand that there's an appropriate point where violence is an appropriate response. I think that point's way, way, way off in the future. I think that requires an initiation of force directly by the government. One could make the argument that the government is always initiating force when it's threatening you with fines and that sort of thing. Mm. But to most people, that's not obvious, okay? What's going to be obvious is, hey, somebody killed a cop, and that's going to outrage Americans because Americans believe that cops are heroes, and they believe that the cops are always the good guy. And so I feel like what you're talking about here is not going to be a very successful effort.
Well, I see your point that you fear, but there's like about zero possibility that Congress is going to legalize cocaine this year. And are you saying that it's going to reduce the possibility that Congress is going to legalize cocaine this year?
I think what you've got to do is get that thought out of your mind and say, what is the best way to try to convince people that the prohibition laws are counter to a productive society and a free society? And I think one of the way that you don't do it is by bringing up a situation where cops are going to be injured or harmed in some way, trying to fulfill what many people think are appropriate laws. You have to get people to think that the laws are inappropriate. And I don't think you really add anything to your argument to convince more people that the laws are inappropriate by taking out the guys who are trying to enforce those laws and a number of other laws that people think are appropriate.
You can't convince those people. I mean, the vast majority, it's time to face the fact that the vast majority of people are totally brainless, totally ridiculous idiots, except they sure do dislike it when their cops get killed. So this, you know, you shove these dead cops in their faces and say, if you don't want it to keep happening, then stop voting wrong. You didn't pull the trigger, but you
all that's going to do
crack down harder.
Right. All that's going to do, if people start killing cops, Tom, all that's going to do is make it so that, you know, the cops are going to crack down with martial law. I mean, there are going to be checkpoints. There are going to be, all of a sudden, there's going to be a lot less freedom that we had that is just going to go away, because then they're going to have an excuse. Our officers are being assaulted. They're being attacked. We need to clamp down. We need more security.
Right.
And that's not going to be very good. And, of course, the American people at that point will be calling for it because they'll be scared to death.
And, Tom, you know, all you have to do is look over the past week here in New Hampshire. There was a police officer killed in the northern section of the state. And that guy, they had people turn out from other states to come up. They stopped the presses on all the newspapers for this funeral for this man because he was shot by someone. The people adore their neighbors who are putting themselves in, hypothetically, in harm's way, even if they are supporting laws. We've got to convince them that particularly the laws that they don't think, that we don't think are right, need to be taken down.
Tom, thank you.
Cops killed.
Thank you for the call. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. If you want to discuss violence versus nonviolence, I'd really like to do that. Coming up.
DVD.
Books. Music.
Instruments.
Periodicals.
Computers.
Software.
Electronics.
Photos.
Cell phone.
Office product.
Home and garden.
Bed and bath.
Furniture.
Kitchen.
Pet supplies.
Automotive.
Hardware.
Apparel.
Shoes.
Jewelry.
Grocery.
Healthcare.
Sports and outdoors.
Toys.
Games.
Used and more.
It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas. May 25th, 2007. Gold 653 ounce. Gold coins could be purchased for $674.22, $332.70 for half, or $166.35 for quarter. That's $674.22, $332.70, and $166.35. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar has fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And guards.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the website are completely free, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 235,000 posts and over 1,400 people interacting. It's a lot of fun. There are serious issues and fun stuff being discussed, and it's all for free. bbs.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And do you know if your hard-earned wealth is at risk? If you have a business, there's a 1 in 3 chance you'll be named in a lawsuit in the next year. And that lawsuit could destroy your business and leave you penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering what you've earned. So go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. That's KeepYourAssets.net. As we go to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to Edwin in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Gard.
Hey, Edwin.
Edwin in Alabama. Edwin going once.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey there. What's on your mind?
I just want to talk briefly about Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay,
I couldn't
sure.
disagree more. I thought it was one of the worst movies I've seen in years. The plot was completely nonsensical. And the movie was overly long, much like certain parts of My Anatomy after seeing Keira Knightley for 3 hours.
So yes. You thought it was awful, huh?
Wow.
Oh, yes, yes. Complete waste of time and money. But
wow, but it was nice to see Keira Knightley, wasn't it?
Yeah, not too bad.
Not too bad at all.
Moving right back on to nonviolent methods of resistance, I couldn't disagree more with any violence against armed officers of the law or military. I think that the nonviolent methods of resistance garner more support for our cause, especially in New Hampshire, where there's already a large community of liberty-minded individuals, and hopefully 20,000 more within the next couple of years.
Hopefully.
I plan on being there next year.
I think we can count on. I think we can count on 1,000 more within the next couple of years, but down the line, 20,000.
Huge difference, yeah.
Make a huge difference, in my opinion. And the New Hampshire Constitution already protects the right of the individuals to overthrow any would be tyrannical government.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people respond more to nonviolent methods of revolt than to violent methods. One of the nonviolent methods you could engage in is to post bills critical of the government. For example, in the book The Moon is the Harsh Mistress by the late, great Robert A. Heinlein, the created character Simon Jester accompanied almost any anti-government handbill that was posted around the lunar colony.
Mm-hmm.
And I think similar such things, for example, posting a anything anti-drug, anti-authoritarian around government offices accompanied with the logo of Simon Jester would be much more conducive to reminding people that the government serves us and it's not their job to tell us what we can and can't do with our own bodies.
You know, one of the key things I think I got to mention, because when Tom brought this up, you know, first thing out the bat, Tom's talking about killing police officers and how that's going to bring about some sort of a positive reaction. And respectfully, Tom, obviously, I have to disagree with you. And I think you would probably agree with me. I would agree with you here that there is such a thing as public relations. And what you want to do is you want to get more people to believe what you believe in. And the best way to do that is to show them the positive outcome of your philosophy, not to show them some sort of negatives that can be misconstrued and will clearly be misconstrued because government will use that to their advantage to lock down more. Why would you want to kill cops who are our neighbors and trying to uphold the laws that many people think are good laws? It's terrible.
I can understand the frustration that people like Tom have with the police. I totally understand it. Sometimes it really can seem like that they're just mindless and that they do whatever it is they're ordered to do and they don't even think about the orders that they're following. And to be fair, there are cops that are that way. They don't even think about it.
And we're supposed to be the civil ones. You know, Ian, we're supposed to be the ones who are upholding hate. I want to be treated as I would treat my neighbor. And even though you have a point at which you're not going to be pushed back, pushing back on something like the drug war is not going to get you where you want to go. It's going to depict libertarians and freedom lovers as freedom fighters with violence. Edwin?
I agree completely. In fact, the best thing for us to do is to get together in completely nonviolent protest. One of the things I see on NH3.com a lot, or on Google Video of NH3.com protests, are nonviolent people protesting in front of courthouses or jails where NH3 members have been arrested unjustly for petitioning the government for redress of grievances.
Yes, and yeah. We've seen some of those protests result in the early release of many of those individuals.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's precisely what I saw on the Google video I watched last night of the Canning, Mr. Canning and, I'm sorry, I forget
Dave Ridley,
the other
maybe?
Name.
Oh.
Russell Canning, Lauren Canario, perhaps?
Yeah, Lauren, Kat.
I think it was Kat, I'm not sure, but...
she is yet to be imprisoned.
Yeah.
Say again?
Kat has yet to be imprisoned. I think she was arrested once, but she has not yet gone to prison.
Right, Russell was imprisoned for petitioning the government with redress of grievances because he disagreed with the IRS funding our war on terror and our war on people, and he went to the IRS to petition them to petition the employees to quit their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And because he tried to walk past the police officers, he was arrested. And I think that's absolutely ridiculous. But this kind of protest gives more support to freedom lovers because it lets everybody know that we are being trampled on, our rights are being trampled on in certain instances.
Right. Plus, it also... Right, and not only does it get publicity and do all those things, but it also doesn't result in the death of the protester, typically.
That's a great point.
Which being violent back to the government is that's a one-way ticket to a body bag. You are not going to live through that encounter. You might successfully kill a cop, but then it won't be long after that until, you know, all of the weight of the state, all of the violence of the state comes down on you, and then we lose an activist. And it's just a destructive process, the cycle of violence. And Edwin, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. And I think this is such an important issue because I feel like it's a major ideological divide between people in the liberty movement.
You're right. There seem to be three factions, in fact.
Really?
There are the people who are just fed up and favor, you know what, let everything unravel. Okay, and then
people
that
want to vote
light.
For more socialism, so the system gets worse.
The people want to vote for more socialism, so the system gets worse and collapses under its own weight. The people who want to use violence now and do something to show people the destructive ends of all of this. The people who are the nonviolent protesters who won't get involved in politics, mm-hmm. whom we've discussed before, and the people who are perhaps nonviolent protesters and participants in the system, a lot of whom are in the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance here in the state.
The political guys.
Exactly.
Trying to reverse the process that has been going on for the last couple hundred years. 1-800-259-9231. Your thoughts on violence versus nonviolence. I'm a huge fan of nonviolent revolution. I think we can do a lot more positively with nonviolence. Does that mean people won't spend time in jail cells? No. People are going to spend time in jail cells, but at least they'll get out. And they won't be dead when all is said and done. 800-259-9231, nonviolence versus violence. More discussion, your calls on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government, Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company, provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular or degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And guard.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there are completely free. That, again, freetalklive.com, including archives. Entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the website for your downloading convenience. There's no logging in. There's no hoops to jump through. You just go and get them for free at freetalklive.com. So we've been talking so far this hour about nonviolent resistance versus violent resistance and what you get in each case. And it seems pretty clear to me, based on all of the violent revolutions of the world and all of history, that violence against the state is only going to result in violence from the state against you.
I think it depends on the level. You know, I mean, the way I look at it, Ian, is if you've got something that is considered by most people in the society as being an acceptable law, violence against such an acceptable law is not going to do anything productive. You're being more self-destructive than Lindsay Lohan after a Memorial Day party, you know?
Right.
I mean, throw me in the back of the van, I'm puking on myself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a point where it's violence for your own protection or for your neighborhood or for your livelihood or something like that, that is generally seen or you can readily get people to recognize, like, hey,
right,
this is bad. It takes some education. And, of course, I can understand how frustrated people get, because you've got a state-sponsored education system and you've got a media system that basically is trying to indoctrinate people and is saying, yes, this law is good. We should prohibit use of these things. So I can understand people getting frustrated.
Yeah, it absolutely is. But,
yeah,
the solution with that isn't to go and, massacre all the teachers at the school.
No.
I mean, it doesn't. The problem is that you and I, Gardner, and a lot of other people in the liberty movement, they understand inherently that the government really is nothing more than people offering their products and services at the point of a gun. They are really people that, they they do things on an involuntary basis. Everything they do is funded via coercion. It's forcibly thrust upon us, and that hurts us, you know, because we're voluntary people. We want to interact on a voluntary basis. We would never dream of pointing a gun at somebody and making demands of them.
Right.
But unfortunately, for the rest of America that hasn't come to that epiphany yet, that hasn't realized what the government truly is, they believe that the government is legitimate. That's what they think. Americans, and that's what government's most brilliant move has ever been, is
right.
the aura of legitimacy.
That's a perfectly phrased statement. That's well said, Ian.
And you cannot remove the aura of legitimacy from the state by being violent against it. It's just going to cement in many people's minds that, oh, look at this, the state is protecting us from these violent people.
You know, you hit a great point. You've got two things you're fighting. You've got the tyranny of the majority, and you've got the tyranny of the vocal minority. The tyranny of the majority, you're not, as you say, you're not going to convince these people unless you do it subtly, unless you do it over a long period of time, and show them examples, peaceful examples, where peaceful people are being hurt. You don't want to show them antagonistic examples. Then you've got the tyranny of the vocal minority, and the only way you combat that vocal minority, which has a vested interest, whether it's for tariffs against Cuban sugar, or it's for, you know, ethanol, or whatever it might be, that's the tyranny of the vocal minority. They've got a vested interest. They make more money by getting legislation passed that helps them in a mercantilist way.
Right.
Then we lose every, you know, a few pennies every day, but in the multitudes, we lose tons when you aggregate it. So what you've got to do is, it's very difficult, but you've got to take what is unseen, the loss of the millions, and make it seen. And you've got to start spending the money. That's particularly difficult. But I think through education, through getting people to recognize that investing in this education and spreading the word, you can do it. And it's a heck of a lot more effective.
And part of nonviolent resistance,
yeah.
Part of the things that Gandhi did and the things that, that nowadays Russell Canning and Lauren Canario, some super nonviolent activists,
yeah.
Some of the things they're doing is that education. Because by being nonviolent and showing the world or showing the area that you live in that this government is being, the government's the one being violent. Hey, look what they're doing to us. Look at the awful things they're doing. We're nonviolent. We haven't hurt anybody. But here's the government, you know, cracking batons over our heads or whatever. And hopefully it doesn't go that far as the government's response is concerned to your nonviolent activism. But that's educational because it allows the American people to see this and say, well, wait a minute. They threw this woman in jail for 90 days, Lauren Canario, they threw her in jail for reading a book on the front porch of a home whose house she knew the owner of, whom she had permission to be there.
Right.
They threw her in jail for that, and just the outrageous things that happened during that whole 90 days. I mean, there was a variety of things we could talk about, but we can point to that and say, look, see what this government is doing in your name? This is awful. And anybody that pays attention to that, anybody that comes across this message is going to have to agree, unless they're the most authoritarian, tyrannical person. They would have to side with us and say, yeah, you know, that's really extreme. Why is the government doing this sort of thing?
Well, you know,
here's why, because here's what the government really is.
That's a great point. You know, there's a heck of a difference between Gandhi and a guy in a mafia who may be running outside the law and is seen by people as being a dangerous guy. Now, inside the mafia, obviously, there's some violence and so on. But what you do is, if you're taking on the police, even if you're doing it for a noble cause and you're not a mafia-type figure, you will be associated with those lawbreakers.
Right.
And you don't want to do that. If you're going to break the law, you do it in a peaceful fashion, and you show that, hey, there was no reason. I didn't do anything. You want to be you want to be the innocent person.
You don't want to be seen as a wild-eyed killer.
Yeah.
And what we're doing here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project is liberty lovers, hopefully 99% of them nonviolent, hopefully 100% of them nonviolent, are moving in here, and they're melding into their communities. Now, people like me, obviously, I'm doing my radio show, so anybody that comes across me knows I'm not really melding in too well, but nonetheless, I'm hopefully being effective in my communications. But most of the people that are coming here they're buying houses or they're renting houses, and they're moving in, and they're getting jobs, and they're meeting the people in the community, and they're maybe volunteering at a few different places, and they're getting involved, and there are going to be people that are going to become aware of who they are, and that these are genuinely good people. These are people that you would trust your family with, as far as you would trust them. They're not going to harm you. And then all of a sudden, if one of those people turns violent, then it paints us all with a bad brush, even though we're not that way.
Yeah.
If one of us, if one free stater moves in and starts being violent, then we've got major problems.
And, you know, Ian, you bring up something that ties in very well with the very origins of the Free State Project when they first announced that, well, the origins of New Hampshire being selected within the Free State Project. When that was announced, Kathy Sullivan, the former head of the Democrat Party here in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. who's a very pleasant woman but is a hardcore socialist, Kathy Sullivan said they're not welcome here.
Mm.
That we don't want them coming here and changing our state. They're not welcome here. Meantime, Craig Benson, who was governor at the time and had a lot of libertarian philosophical leanings, said, hey, bring them on in. Thank you. Thanks
yes,
for coming. And he understood that there can be a beautiful argument made to say these people are peaceful people, and they're going to come. If they do get involved in politics, they'll get involved in politics to the extent where they want to allow their neighbor to be left alone more often.
Mm-hmm.
And what's wrong with that?
Exactly.
And that wins you an argument. It's beautiful.
Here's my final point on nonviolence versus violence.
Yeah.
If you get violent with the state, then you've reduced yourself to their level.
Yeah.
I mean, if you are like me and you look down upon the state as a violent criminal gang that needs to be fought back against, and I don't mean violently, but I mean just theoretically,
mm-hmm.
Then you are reducing yourself to the level of the state. The state is the one that uses violence.
Right.
Now, it should not be us. We should be better than that. And we are better than that.
Yeah.
And so don't reduce yourself to their level. I think that, you know, it's even difficult to try to fathom the appropriate time when violence would be an appropriate response. It seems to me that if the state has got, you know, roadblocks everywhere and they're searching people's houses and people are being thrown into concentration camps, that there's a certain point between now and there where resistance with weapons would be appropriate, where you will truly be seen as the group that's trying to fight against a tyrannical state. But right now, the state, as tyrannical as we know it is, does not appear that way to others. The state does not appear to be tyrannical, and so we have to play by the rules for the time being. But that doesn't mean that the nonviolent resistance has to play by the rules. In fact, that's what civil disobedience is all about. It's about breaking their stupid rules and showing them for how ineffective and pointless they are. And I think that's really powerful. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. Is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. Itzy in here with you.
And Guard.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. But we do ask you to voluntarily support the show by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter through that link, you will be feeling good because you'll be not only getting a great deal, most likely, but also you get maybe free Super Saver shipping on a lot of the items there. And finally, you'll feel the best because you know a percentage of your sale went to benefit Free Talk Live. Now, you could go and shop at Amazon the normal way, but then we won't get a cut, and the prices will still be the same. So why not enter through our little portal? Go to amazon.freetalklive.com, get all your shopping done. I went there today, as a matter of fact. We went out to do a little shopping in town. And the prices were just crazy. There was this, I'm just looking for a raincoat, you know,
yeah.
Something to keep me dry here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And it was $60 at the sporting goods store. Went online, Amazon, it was $20 less.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't the exact same item, but it had similar item with similar features for $20 less. And so now we rang it up on Amazon, and now Free Talk Live gets a cut of that sale. So
that's great.
Amazon.freetalklive.com.
But you know, Ian, I just don't understand. Why would you want to save money? Why would you want to hold on to more of your money when you could give your money away?
Local merchants?
I don't understand. Walmart's evil. Amazon's evil. And, you know, I don't understand why we should use this foreign labor to get things done for less.
Because it leaves more money in my pocket for me
No, we can't have that. We have to.
Idiotic.
So we need to go to the phones. What we need to do. Ladies first, it's Mrs. Sheldon in Rhode Island.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, I noticed a case in New Hampshire, and the man's name was Michael Gannon, and I went in the computer and I found your talk show with a tape from a few months ago with him and yourself.
Yeah.
And Mike was explaining that he went to Walmart and he bought Homeland Security cameras, audio, video, and he put them up on his property because of vandalism and problems.
That's right.
The National Cops came after his kid for something, and they charged Michael's property, the father, and they entered the property without a warrant, threatening him and harassing him, and he captured it on camera.
And he had signs on his property saying that he would videotape people.
And those disclaimers, I have the same system. They're little disclaimers, and they go on the windows. And they actually advise people the house is alive. It's on audio video.
Sure.
So now he called the department, as you know, and he went down there and he brought them the films as they suggested. Oh, poor Mr. Gannon shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, he thought he was doing the right thing, you know.
Yeah, don't trust the police. Unfortunately, they're supposed to be the protectors. Well, poor Mr. Gannon, he went there. Sometimes not. He went down there and they took the film, and the next thing, poor Mr. Gannon was handcuffed and dragged away for wiretapping.
Right, a felony charge.
Absolutely. Exactly, two of them. So now poor Mr. Gannon's wife is at home with the kids, and the police are barring her from the children from entering the home before they even have a hold of a warrant. Then they go in his house, and they take the tapes and cameras and everything from the property.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
And they have not given them back, I don't think.
Right. The charges were dropped, and his attorney is trying to work out a financial settlement, and part of that, I believe, is going to be the return of the tapes, hopefully.
Yeah.
Well,
right. It's been over a year now, I think, since this happened.
Right. So now here I am over in Hopkinton, Rhode Island. And it's a nice, quaint little rural town, and we have a chief of police, Scunzio, with a long history as a state trooper, and it's like a state police town. It's run by the heavy hand of himself. And when he doesn't like somebody, God help you, look out, watch out.
Oh, boy.
Well, I used to have a public access TV show called Justice. In my last TV show, I was discussing the wrongdoings of our chief of police, Scunzio. And the public access coordinator, Dan Davidson, he was always annoying down the station. And when you have a public access TV show, that's where your problems will be. They edit, send to your show, they play games with you. Well, as it turned out, those two got pretty close. And my people told me, watch out. So they pulled my show down. They worked together. I still didn't have evidence against the chief until I was watching on the computer the minutes from the town hall meeting in Richmond, Rhode Island.
Hold on. When you say they pulled your show down, does that mean they canceled you or would not air the show that was critical of the police chief?
Oh, yes. They sent me, well, actually Dan Davidson, the coordinator, he was at the town hall meeting in Richmond, which I was also covering one night, and I had my camera going, and he put a book over his face and paper, and then he tried to get everybody in the meeting, the chief of police, the town manager, to stop me from filming a town hall meeting, which I had done many times.
A public event.
Oh, yeah, you can't have that.
Well, he works for Cox Cable, so he's, and Cox Cable always had a relationship with DPUC in the state, like Love Affair Incorporated. No other cable company could come in, and now Verizon's coming in. Oh, God, look out.
Wait a minute. You mean they gave an exclusive license and they don't allow citizens to come in and videotape things?
Well, you're supposed to be able to, but Cox Cable sitting there covering the meeting, Dan Davidson, who's also the coordinator of Public Access TV, is trying to get them to throw me out of the meeting.
So what happened?
So they didn't do it. So the next day, he was so BS. He went down to the state police and said that I shouldn't have been at the town hall meeting covering it, too, and that was harassment to him because he was covering it for Cox. So they called me, and I said, you're not going to really say that. And I said, you guys can't call me. And what would you say about another broadcaster there? Well, the whole thing went up in the air. And the next thing, I got a courier pulling my driveway, and it said medical courier, and they handed me papers that my show had been disconnected. So
now, hold on a second here.
They're supposed to have a hearing. They're supposed to do all that, and they did none of that. And then before that, somebody on the show didn't like what I said, who was party to all that, and took me to DPUC. And you never believe it. I have the tape. The hearing, at the hearing, the special assistant, the AG, he actually sat there and said, hey, Marilyn, if you promise not to mention these people's names again, we'll let your show stay on.
Wait. Slow down for a second here, Ms. Sheldon. I got to call your first name there, Marilyn. I actually have some involvement here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're doing the show from, with the public access television station. And as I understand it, the concept behind public access is that everyone in the community, anybody who lives in the area, is supposed to be able to come in there for almost no charge and be able to create their own television content and get it on the air. And the only reason that that content can be removed from the airwaves is if it is, like, obscene, basically, to where, you know, there's sex happening on camera. And even in that case, a lot of that sort of content can air after 10 p.m. at night.
Exactly.
So what was their excuse for canceling your show?
Okay, that's a good question. Well, at the PUC meeting, remember I told you hearing, which was a stupid, it was a bogus thing. I told them, you have no rights to touch this. If anything, it's civil. If anyone's complained, they should be going to court, not here. You people have no germane over this. So you can see them sitting there, the PUC, with cross cable, threatening if I don't remove their names from the show, they'll can me. So their intent was to shut the show off to begin with, no matter how we look at it.
Yeah.
So now Dean Davidson, he turns around, he says, well, she wanted the tape right back one day. Yes, because that tape that I had on the last tape, we were all watching it in the whole town pretty much, and outside of town, and people were calling me. He silvered the screen when I spoke about Dean Davidson, Cox Cable coordinator. The whole screen went silver. So I complained to Cox. And they said, you're complaining too much. I says, now, wait a minute. He's editing and censoring the films. He's silvered my screen. He's complaining I'm covering a meeting. So they said, no. And he says that you came in and demanded to have the tape back. I says, yeah, well, maybe something's wrong with the tape. I want to see. I'm going to take that tape home. We knew it was okay. The tape was
so where did this all end up, Marilyn? We're kind of running short on time here.
So now we come down the road. And so remember now, the chief of police, okay, I took him down on that show. And my people said that he was sleeping with my enemies, and I didn't want to believe it. And then one day, that Dean Davidson, Cox Cable coordinator, he goes to Richmond Town Hall, and he stands up during his working hours, which he's not supposed to, and asks for a PI license, a private investigator's license. So he had to get a reference. His own chief of police, Driscoll in Richmond, wouldn't give it to him. He says, you're just a cameraman. You're not a detective, but my chief of police gave him the reference because he helped to take me down on the show for the police chief here.
Okay.
Okay, so now that was the first thing. So I called the chief, and he says, hey, listen, Johnny. I says, I got your number now. You're sleeping with my enemies. Goodbye, John. Now, he's not used to that type of behavior, especially with women. And he smacked me down, teach me to keep myself in line with him. So the next thing, a cop pulled me over from coming back from a court hearing. I'm involved in a town.
The town took
somebody to court, and I'm a witness in the case. So I'm coming home from court, and the cop pulled me over, said, let me see your license. I gave it to him. He gave me a ticket for driving with a license, without a license. I said, you got the license. You said it was valid. You can't give me a ticket. Arrested me, threw me in jail, and I got out for a couple of hours. I called the chief the next day. He called me back. He says, oh, hi, Marilyn. I says, Johnny, look at me a BS. You know sweet talk me. I said, you people stole my license. You bring me my license home right now. He said, well, they were confused. I said, you told them to do it to retaliate. And he did. He brought me my license home, and they dismissed it. That was a false arrest. Now I'm a witness in that case. Now the judge in the case, he slipped on us. He's gone crazy. He's a marching here, disseminating me, taking
Marilyn, I need you to wrap this up in like 30 seconds.
Well, I did a protest against the judge and everything. In the meantime, I had, and they arrested me, the judge arrested me for contempt of court and put me in jail for protesting him. So now,
what a mess. The small town politics.
Island.
I mean, this is just, you target one particular politician and you get the word out and they retaliate against you. If you could, Marilyn, call us back as your case develops and let us know what's going on here. We can't take an hour to talk about this, but thank you very much for the call. Hour number two is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.